Tara Singh grew up in Hendersonville, attended private school, and had a supportive family of artists and entertainers with a lineage of achievement. Her mother's stepfather was Ronald Isley, the founding lead vocalist of the Isley Brothers.
I was around all kinds of creative people that were very successful, and a lot of people joke with me about, you know, the starving artist thing, and I'm like, I don't know, I never saw that.
So it might be easy to view the art Singh makes, largely painted self-portraits embellished with dreamy abstraction and symbolism, and miss some of her deeper intent. She refers to the faces in her artwork as masks.
I think I've expanded on my process of masks and my alter egos and like my way of dealing with the public. That's become much more of a conversation in my work. I've recognized that in myself, that as an introvert, these are the ways that I kind of deal with the world around me.
Singh is prone to laugh when she looks back on the trail that brought her to this point. She set aside dreams of becoming an architect when she married young and had two daughters, now both in their 20s. Singh ran a cafe for a year, worked as a lighting designer, and later as a cosmetologist at her own salon.
I get bored really easily. I do get bored, and I love new challenges. That's what makes me excited. It's bringing things into being, you know? It is a creative thing. I'm like, what else can we do?
Though she has made art throughout her life, Singh said her career as an artist didn't begin until she came under the mentorship of the late esteemed painter and sculptor Vadim Bora.
Vadim spent just as much time talking to me and kind of training my thought process and helping me to see things through a new lens. One day he looked at one of my paintings and said, "I see myself reflected in your work." And I was going through a really painful part of my life because I was getting divorced and had these two kids and didn't know what to do. And that really was probably a pivotal moment for me.
Singh regards her early artwork as journal entries. She encrusted her paintings with dried flowers, mirrors, feathers, gold leaf, and other artifacts from specific events. At a financial low point, while still working as a hairdresser, Singh committed to throwing her own art show in the atrium of her Hendersonville home.
It had all these glass walls, so it was like this cool spot, kind of modern, and I sold three paintings. I was like, heck, that was easy.
She later painted mushrooms, numbers, and other symbols into the margins of her work to convey deeper, hidden meanings. Bees and hives graced some of her pieces. 4 years ago, inspired from a trip to Italy, Singh tended a functional beehive on her property solely to influence her art making. Singh moved to Asheville 2 years ago, and that has coincided with her move beyond the masks of self-portrait. She said she hopes her more recent work is more relatable to a broader audience.
I like the fact that people think the work is beautiful, but for me, it's really about, did they understand what it was saying? I do hope that my work continues to be something that empowers women, and that is my main audience.
Singh extends that audience to the youth she occasionally mentors through the LEAF Teaching Artist Program and Asheville Writers in the Schools. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.